Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, that's little Bruce Hornsby bringing us back. He in the range. Thanks for being around. We got our good buddy Rick Lepsinger back on the show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Rick is the author of Closing the Execution Gap, and we're talking about that. We're talking about the change thing, and which is Rick, tell us what you define the execution gap for us, please.
Yeah, well, one of the things we found is that a lot of organizations are really capable of putting a plan in place, putting a strategy in place, having a vision for the organization, but where they stumble is on the execution side, where many organizations find it difficult to translate that strategy into actual business results.
So, do you think it's because they're too far behind the eight ball on the vision thing? And the reason I say that is that one of the things I've been talking about a lot lately, Rick, is the difference between an executive and a manager. Mm-hmm. If you're an executive, some of my folks, in fact, Joel Barker gave us this definition, and I love it. He said an executive is someone whose job it is to take the company from where it is to where it needs to go. And, right. and a manager, therefore, would be somebody who executes on what the company is doing right now. And I worry that too many small business owners are so busy executing that they, as managers, that they don't budget the time to do what they have to do to become executives. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think this whole notion of having a clear picture of where you want to take your business or where you want your company to be in 1, 2, 3, maybe 5 years, I think is a critical component of the success. But again, what we found is it's not that executives, managers, business owners are not aware of that or not capable of doing it. It's just that they have difficulty actually achieving that outcome. They actually have difficulty with what you're calling the manager work. They have difficulty doing the execution.
But where's the difficulty coming from? I mean, if you've hired the right people, if you're an effective manager, the execution should be. I mean, execution is more about fundamentals than anything. And if there's one thing we ought to know about by now, it's the fundamentals.
Yeah, well, see, and that's exactly right. The conventional wisdom is just what you're saying. You know, if you have a clear vision, engage employees, a great product, focus on the customer, you'll be great, and everything will happen after that.
Yep.
But what we found, actually, is that that's not the case. Those are just prerequisites. There are actually 5 other factors. We call them bridges that managers need to attend to ensure that they're able to bridge that gap between vision, strategy, plans, and actual execution. And one of those is the effective management of change.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things, I'm going to give you my little quote, and I don't know if I've ever said this to you before, Rick. My audience has heard me say this, and I know even though they're rolling their eyes right now, Rick, I'm going to say it again. And that is that it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Mm.
Now, to me, if you're going to become a change leader, you got to say, yes, I make shoestrings. Yes, I sell shoestrings. But the way I have to sell shoestrings in the future cannot look, will not look, if I'm going to be successful, it will not look like the way I sold shoestrings in the past.
Yeah.
But I'll still be in the shoestring business.
Yeah, I think, and actually even to extend that, I think effective managers need to be looking for and tuned into new and different ways of doing things, more effective ways
right.
of doing it. Not just new or different for the sake of being new or different, but things that are actually more effective or add value or get closer to their target markets. But some organizations even need to be thinking about how to reinvent themselves, because the original idea you had for your business, although good, may in fact not hold up as you move forward for implementation. So I was just reading about a dating site in the newspaper this weekend that was focused on New York, and they realized that their market was really in India because the cultural norms made the use of that group dating much more effective than in the U.S., and they had to shift their whole marketing plan and their whole positioning, but they were able to do that and willing to do that.
Well, just like my example of shoestrings, you know, maybe your grandfather founded a shoestring company, but your future might be in shoestring potatoes.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm being a little bit facetious.
Yeah.
You know, it could be the case, and so, but the thing, the problem where the pain is though, Rick, is that in the past, as when you and I were pups, you could have a shoestring strategy, and it would last you for a while.
Right.
Today they don't last that long, do they?
Yeah. No. And I think that's part of the dilemma around managing change, because events do occur fairly quickly. And in our attempt to respond or to manage that, or even to be more proactive and lead that, we inadvertently sort of whip the organization around, just yank them from one thing to another. So this notion of focus and clarity in terms of where you want the business to go is a critical component of being able to manage change.
Right.
Because not all changes are good, not all changes are relevant, and you also don't want to overcommit yourself and take on too many things. Even though everything seems important, you really want to focus on the critical few things that will move you forward.
OnPointConsultingLLC.com, is that right?
That's right.
My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check those out when you get a chance. Rick's newest book, his latest book, is Closing the Execution Gap. He and I will be right back after these messages. I'm going to get Rick to talk some more about managers and executives after these messages as we continue to lead change. Stay with us. It's great food and wine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.